We at Robinhood Radio were notified of a pretty special series of events that are coming up in our area that you folks are going to be able to participate in, and that is Wild and Beautiful Creatures, a life and work of J.J. Audubon. And this really encompasses a whole bunch of events going on August through October, and with us right now is Trustee of the Sharon Historical Society, Chris Robinson. We're going to talk a little bit about what's coming up and what is planned for the whole event. Chris, thanks for joining us for a few minutes.
Oh, you're welcome, Marshall.
So, you know, it's interesting. Many, many years ago, I was introduced to the Audubon Center and the birds of Audubon. My mother, of course, always loved to look at birds outside our house, whether it was on Elm Valley Farm or later on her big log cabin, which was on a mountainside. And I used to also visit Audubon quite a bit. But this is really a nice awakening for people who live in our area, a whole series of events that are going to happen really with the combination of, you were pointing out before we got on the air, of the Sharon Historical Society, the Tremaine Gallery at Hotchkiss School, and the Sharon Audubon Center.
That's right, yeah. About 3 years ago, I started thinking as a trustee of the museum of some interesting projects for the museum for exhibitions. And I'd been an art dealer for nearly 20 years before I became an attorney down here in New York and then a trustee up at the museum. And a good friend of mine, Alexandra Peters, is chair of the Sharon Audubon, and I was thinking it would be great to sort of combine those two institutions, two of the major institutions in Sharon, and to do a show on Audubon. The prints, though, are enormous. The prints are 39 by 26 inches, the full-size prints. So we needed somewhere where we could actually have the space to show them, and the Tremaine Gallery up at Hotchkiss seemed like an obvious alternative.
Now, those prints, from what I'm looking at, will be on display at the Hotchkiss School at the Tremaine Art Gallery August 30th through October 13th, correct?
Yes, we will have approximately 30 of the prints up there. Many of them have been borrowed from local collections, which is quite extraordinary. We made an appeal to see what we could find locally, and we have found a good number of prints amongst collectors locally. And also, Hotchkiss itself has a good number of prints, and we will have the original Havel prints from the 1820s and 30s, and also a number of the other later editions, too, so that you can make the comparison. And the exhibition will have a soft opening up at the Tremaine on August 30th, with a more formal opening on September 14th.
And, of course, at the Tremaine Art Gallery, it's called Wild and Beautiful Creatures, but now let's skip for just a second to what the Sharon Historical Society and Museum is doing September 14th through December 13th, and that is the life and work of J.J. Audubon.
Yeah, so this is the sort of giving the context to the images themselves. So the museum will have an exhibition on his life and work. He's a fascinating character, moved over from France when he was only 18 years old, moved out to the Kentucky frontier. We will talk about his early life as a commercial attempt as a failure, and then his decision to start working on this amazing project to do 435 prints of birds life-size in this wonderful project. And we have some very interesting loans at the museum, where we discuss all of these things, and we'll also talk about Sharon Audubon, the history of Sharon Audubon, and National Audubon keeping the heritage of Audubon alive.
It's interesting to look at the events you talked about. First of all, the event that's free and open to the public, and that is the official opening there at Tremaine Art Gallery will be a gallery talk. And also, that's Saturday, September 14th at 3, followed by a reception from 4 to 6. But there's also something included in here. Explain a little bit to me. Audubon's Art and Science, a guided tour. That is happening on September 26th. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yes. A couple of the works that we are borrowing are from the Areda Galleries, which is a commercial art gallery down in New York City that handles more prints by Audubon than anybody in the world. And the director there, Michael Foley, who knows a lot about Audubon, will come up and will do a sort of guided walk tour through the exhibition up at the Tremaine, talking about the various prints and how they came about and his working methods and the different types of editions. So if you're interested and if you have Audubon prints yourself, you can learn a little bit about whether they may be the originals or later reproductions.
We are speaking once again right now on Robin Hood Radio with Chris Robinson, who is a trustee of the Sharon Historical Society, about a whole series of events that is going on to celebrate J.J. Audubon. Once again, Wild and Beautiful Creatures at the Tremaine Gallery at Hotchka School, August 30th through October 13th. And the life and work of J.J. Audubon at the Sharon Historical Society and Museum, September 14th to December 13th. But in addition to that, there are a whole other bunch of events going on at Audubon and all over the place that all dovetail and tie in with this, right?
Yeah, we've tried to sort of schedule something pretty much every weekend during the run of the show through the end of, or towards the end of October. There will be events up at Sharon Audubon, the opportunity to draw the birds. There will be lectures on bird photography if you're interested in that. We've got speakers coming up from New York City to talk about Audubon's later life. He spent 10 years living in Upper Manhattan in a beautiful wooded estate. He will be talking about that. We will have a number of events just celebrating his life throughout that period.
If people want more information on this, by the way, on our on-demand site, robinhoodradio.com, click on On Demand, and you click on the interview section and you go to this interview. There's a whole bunch of links to all the different information, but you can also get this information from the Sharon Historical Society and also links at the Tremaine Gallery as well. I don't think people realize the significance of Audubon's impact. People think about bird watching and recognizing and identifying birds today. Just imagine when it was done, how many years ago, how much different and how more difficult it was.
Yes, I mean, obviously in Audubon's day, the only way he could really study a bird up close was to follow it into the woods and ultimately to shoot it. All of the birds that he painted, he shot, and he had a very special way of working. He would carry a board with him, and then he would take the bird and he would pin it to this board in the attitude that he wanted to depict it in his work, and then he would draw it immediately immediately after he had killed it. And the idea was that it gave the pose a particular lifelike look, which is why his prints are so admired today.
I'm looking at some of the names involved in this. You're going to have Sarah Blodgett, Sharon Audubon Center, October 20, Adventures in Bird Photography. Everybody knows, I'm going to say just about everybody, Alan Blagden, October 12th from 4 to 5. He'll lead a walk through his exhibition at the Sharon Historical Society. I mean, you have really brought in a lot of different people. John James on September 29th. I mean, this really has been quite an undertaking to put this together.
Yes, no, I've been working on this for 3 years, and it's going to be a real festival, an Audubon festival, and I hope everybody will take the opportunity to come. We will sort of celebrate the whole thing with a benefit brunch on the afternoon of September 15th, and if people would like information on that or information on any of this, the best way to get it for us is through audubon@sharonhist.org.
Audubon at SharonHist.org.
Correct.
Well, you must just listening to this, you must be really glad when you finally crossed the last T and dotted the last I on this.
Well, I wish I could say that I've done that. In addition to organizing the show, I'm doing also all the informational panels on the walls and the information brochure and the advertising. There's still a lot to be done.
Well, it's anybody that lives within the sound of my voice, if you haven't been exposed to the works of Audubon, this is a perfect way to do it. And also bringing in the Tremaine Gallery at Hotchka School, Sharon Historical Society, and Sharon Audubon. Chris, thanks for taking a few minutes and joining us today. And after this is all over, I think you deserve a nice late fall relaxing weekend someplace.
I will go somewhere, you can be sure.
Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.